My tape got caught on the other side, so I don't remember what I was telling you. So, but anyway, we had a beautiful day down at La Canada and got home about 11 that night. And then, of course, Monday I washed. Tuesday I went to the doctor, and yesterday I had to get up and take a dish out to Nita so they would have food out there for her family and his family. That's McFerlin's. And consequently, the funeral yesterday afternoon, so you can imagine I'm about 6 or 7 days behind in my work. But I made up my mind, what don't get done can go undone. They finally got the road fixed, so now I can start cleaning up the house. And Sonny told me last night, and he come in, he said, "Mother, don't worry about the house. I'll manage to get it all done when you leave anyway, so I'll clean the stove and everything." And he'll do it, too. He's as good a housekeeper as I am. In fact, I think if his house was left up to him, he might be better. Had to get up and take my horse pills. I forgot them before I even started drinking my tea. But anyway, what it is, the doctor took me off with a Colchini, put me on these sodium salicylate, and I have to have 8 a day, four times a day. And he said he wasn't sure yet that was gouty gout or degenerate gout or arthritic gout or some kind of gout. But anyway, that he was going to try me on those Colchinis. Should have done it in a week's time at least. And he said maybe that by the time he gets ready to leave here Tuesday and I see him for the last time, that maybe these things will ease my feet to where that I'll get some ease. And then that way I can keep on taking these things, because as he said, I have to take something all the rest of my life. So what he's trying to do is find something that I can take and get ease from. I know what my trouble is. I'm just too damn energetic. I have to get up and move around. And instead of sitting down here on this damn chair and putting my feet up like I should, I'll get up if they feel good and take off and do things that, you know, keep piling up on me and try to get some of them done. But looks like I'm just going to have to give up on that, too. Just like last night, it felt pretty good, and I come in from the funeral and made 4 pie crusts all at one time, used the last of my Crisco, and then turned around and made filling for 3 of them, put the other one in the deep freeze. Now, this morning, I'm going to get up and take one of them out to Nita, because it's just as I told one of her friends last night. It's such a letdown after a funeral that she is going to be pretty put out, and she likes to talk to me. So Sonny said, "Well," said Mother, "there's not many people think like you do." And said, "Well, I think it's grand that you're going to take her a pie and go out and see her a few minutes this morning." The doctor says I can't play golf till for a couple of weeks, so I didn't go up the golf course this morning. And I guess it's just as well, because I can cut out my last things that I'm going to make on the machine before I leave here. And then that leaves me to pack things in a box to ship to you next week and go do a little bit of shopping. I need some socks. I haven't bought any in over 2 years, so I guess you know they're getting pretty ratty. Also, I need a couple more pair of petty pants, but all the petty pants I found around here are a little bit shorter than what I like, so I'm going to have to go back to Sears or go to a disco somewhere and look and see what I can find. Because I like them under my skirts just a little bit longer than these damn briefs they wear, and I guess they're making them now shorter on account of the mini skirts, but damn the mini skirts, I don't wear those. I guess you and the kids are really having a ball since school's out. I hope by the time they get there, some of their exuberance will be gone, because I'd like to rest just about a day or two before we start in on our get with it deal, and then we'll have a little bit more fun. But Grandma's pretty tired right now. I've got to take Sprout and get him cut next Wednesday, and I see the doctor on Tuesday morning at 9:30, so consequently those 2 days are taken up next week. And I thought after I got through at the doctor's Tuesday, I'd go do my shopping. I want to pick me up another golf bag with a top on it so that I don't have to rope this darn thing that I've got now. Oh, by the way, McFerrin and Nita had this double electric cart that carries 2 bags on the golf course. One that you push, it runs on batteries. Well, you don't push it, it just, you just guide it And so consequently, son bought it. And the funny part about it, one of my friends let the cat out of the bag Monday, and boy, was he hot on the collar about it. So anyway, he was supposed to keep that secret till I got home in September, because it's got to be overhauled, and I think they're going to put some new something in it, and then put new batteries and paint it and have it all fixed up when I come back. And God almighty damn, Bobby, I wish you, you know, I don't see him mad once in a great while, and boy, he was mad the other night when he found out that I knew it. Anyway, he's hoping that I'll be able to walk that golf course and not have to push my bag, because I think pulling my bag is the one thing that bothers me, because I can walk pretty damn good, but the thing about it is pulling and tugging that bag, and it does absolutely exhaust me. Let's just say I don't care what happens, I'm still going to play golf, period. Oh yeah, the doctor intends to give me enough medicine to last me all the time I'm gone, or try to, and otherwise he's going to give me the prescription. So if I can't get them out at the base, I can always go downtown and have it refilled. And he's also given me a green cough syrup, because he says I have a trachea inflammation, that my lungs are clear, my heart's good and everything, but I have this inflammation in my trachea, and that's what causes me to cough at night, especially when I get still. But as you know and I know, as long as I live here in this damn country, I'm going to have that damn cough, that dry hacking cough, because it's nothing but a post-nasal drip, and they can't tell me different, period. I sent your Aunt Sally a box last week with three great big puzzles in it, over 1,500 pieces, and then also some books that I knew that I got from you that I'd read and you'd read, and I sent her those, and then some more clothes. You know, I'm kind of cleaning my clothes out and sending them to her. I don't know whether she can wear them or not. I haven't heard a word from her, but I guess anything you send her is fine, because she enjoys getting the package. Mildred said she talked about it all the time, the last package I sent her. So maybe it'll do some good somewhere at some time. Also, you better sit down and tape me a tape now. I know you want a couple of pair of those pants, and I know you said they were jackets. And also, otherwise, and the scissors and the razor blades and things like that to cut y'all's hair with. I don't know of anything else that you mentioned you'd like for me to bring, but if there is, sit down and tape me a tape so I can get it before I leave here, and then I'll leave room in my grip. Also, I'm going to bring my overnight kit along and hope that I can get us some decent tomatoes put in it before we leave. All the beefsteaks that I've gotten this year so far have had a lot of water in them. I don't know. It seems like, yeah, I guess it's the dry weather. I don't know what else it is, because we haven't had near as much rain this year as we generally do. Well, I see my tape is getting kind of low, and I better stop and get on my horse. I've got to go to the commissary and also the exchange and the liquor store. Son said he's getting out of liquor and cigars as usual, so I'll take off and go do that, and then come back, and I think I've got the pants to iron for my washing Monday, so I'll get that done. But anyway, I'll get through now, since everything is settled down, I hope, for the next week, 10 days, because a little bit more of this last week's rat.